Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. You know, guys, when you get to be our age, finding the motivation to get back in shape can be hard. It's just plain tough to find a routine and to stick with it. Good news. FitBod is a fitness app that is anything but routine. It tailors your workouts to fit your life, your goals, your gear, and even your schedule, so you can avoid burnout. And FitBod helps keep up your momentum by mixing in different exercises, reps, supersets, and circuits. Best yet, FitBod has over 1,000 demonstration videos, so you can learn the right way to do each exercise. It's time to ditch the boring routines and kickstart your fitness journey. Add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app for free at fitbod.me/zabe. That's fitbod.me/zabe. Summer concert season is almost upon us, and if you're heading out to a country show, it'll be all about the boots. With seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more, Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there is no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Today on the ZabeCast, it's Andy Poland, the guy I once derisively called Good Enough Andy. A man who knows more Redskins history than anybody. Somebody who loved Chinese food, Tiger Woods, and 60 Minutes on Sundays. And a guy who taught me the word Meshuggah. Your bonus, uncensored 35-minute edition of the ZabeCast is locked and loaded. So buckle up and let's go.
Here we go.
Monday, October 9, 2023. Thank you for downloading. We're here for a good time, not a long time. It is our usual Monday romp through the old neighborhood with my older brother. I like to call him my older radio brother, my mentor, my friend, my former co-host, a man who I'm going to morph into, I think, Andy, at some point. Eventually, I'll become you. If given a long enough leash, I will become you. I think.
No. You don't want to do that.
You're Why not?
You got to bed at 9 o'clock, get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and you have to give up golf. You know, there's so many things that are key to your life that would go away if you became me.
Well, that's true. But in a lot of ways, I'm seeing the wisdom of your ways more and more. But we can discuss that at a later date. I think you live a wonderful, simple, happy life. And hopefully Ron Rivera is not taxing your patience to the point of anger.
No. I mean, he needed, I thought, this year to at least win a playoff game. And, that was a kind of a remote possibility with a quarterback who played only one game. So the way things have played out, it's fine. They have to have a new system anyway.
You're confident that he's gone at the end of the year.
Yeah, I mean, it would take a miracle. Look, he's got 1 year left on his contract. So you're going to have to extend him. This is a new owner. What has he seen in 4 years that would be worth extending him for? He's a mediocre coach who had one really great season with the best player in the league in Cam Newton. And other than that, he's, you know, a guy, what is he, 13 years, and like 10 of them have been sub 500.
That's oh, yeah. No, yeah. I got an email from a listener, and it included all the previous emails he sent to me literally for the last 4 years because he's in Carolina. And he said, look out, you're about to get the most wildly, inappropriately nicknamed coach ever. A yeah. master of mediocrity who is not a riverboat gambler, but is a guy who will drive you fucking crazy.
But given the circumstances where they were, he was the right hire because it was complete chaos. And at least he's kept them from being the biggest embarrassment in the league. Look at what Sean Payton is doing in Denver right now. That didn't happen in Washington. So, you know, this was such a mess that he was the right person for the to hire at that point.
Well, he was the right person because he was cloaked in respectability.
Yeah,
and right. You could turn the whole operation over to him
exactly
when Dan was going to go dark for a while.
Yeah. So Dan knew that the Washington Post was snooping around, and he knew that there was a big bombshell coming out, and he was going to have to kind of go into hiding. He was going to have to be Bin Laden for a while. So he had this, you know, big strapping guy, military background. There was nothing that happened to him in Carolina that resembled scandal. Was there anything there?
No.
Not that I know of. You know, he hired his former trainer to come into Washington, Ryan Vermillion, who was investigated by the FBI, and his offices were raided. That was a mistake. But by and large, he's, you know, kept the ship afloat. So new ownership, time to move on.
I'm sort of surprised, though, that you are okay with his patience, that you're okay being patient with him, that because, you're not like, just get fucking rid of this guy already.
No, but what's the point of it now?
Well, if I were you, I'd be worried he might catch fire or get lucky.
No.
Oh, no? What happened with Norv?
With who? Norv,
yeah,
Norv
benefited from an ownership change and hung around way too long.
No, he benefited from the fact that the owner was trying to keep the team and was concentrating on that. And when they started off 0-7 and they finished 6-10, that was good enough for him to keep them around for another year.
Why is that not the possible same scenario? Why do you not see this and go, shit, don't let this happen again?
Because these owners that are coming in, this owner, he's run other teams. He's faced the same circumstance.
I know. I'm just saying the dynamics are eerily similar, and I would be worried.
They're not the same. It's not the same.
And, I said look, eerily similar.
He just laid an egg Thursday night. They had the worst team in the league in complete turmoil come in there and kick their ass.
They've got a whole set of losses to teams on massive losing streaks, the Redskins / Commanders / football team. Did they not lose to the Lions that had gone 0-16 the year before?
Okay, but that was Jim Zorn. They were 0-19.
Again, whatever. I'm just saying the franchise owns a set of like four of these things.
Right, but that was under Dan Snyder ownership. He's gone.
Okay. Andy, I am aware it's a new guy and it's a new day, but if you don't think old patterns can crop up again under new people, I think you're being a bit naive. No. Let me read this email. This email is from one Zach Molahan. He wrote to me in October of 2020. Hi, Zabe, Panther and Zabe fan here in Charlotte. PSL owner here for the Panthers for over 15 years. Initially, I was excited for Rivera when he arrived, but he mismanaged a ton of games over his tenure, including the Super Bowl. Timeouts in the pocket were common, or even worse, using the second and the third quarter for bad alignments. Coming off of John Fox, he was a great soundbite generator for fans like me. However, he was bad at making tough decisions. I gave him the benefit of the doubt in his time here, but most of my buddies told me I was dumb for doing it. I'm sorry to say they were right. He caught lightning in a bottle with Cam in 2015, and he was too proud to bring in a hired gun OC to get the most out of him, i.e. Mike Shula was his OC for 5 years.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a defensive coach for you. And what happened here was he brought in Norv's kid for 3 years.
Yeah.
And he finally got rid of him, and now he's got Eric Bieniemy. It's I'm not quite sure what the strategy behind that was, because you know, it's possible. Now the offense has been a mess lately too, but it's possible Bieniemy could be the coach next year.
Would be interesting, wouldn't it? Zach followed up by saying, I figured I'd do my annual resend of the Rivera email, and it looks like this is aging like fine wine. He had no chance but to gamble in Carolina because he knew he was going to get fired. Sucks. Cool. We here in Charlotte haven't been good since he left. The Matt Rhule experiment set us back 5 to 7 years, and David Tepper is proving to be the next idiot owner. Keep up the good work, Zach. Yeah, owners are tough. Some are smarter than others. Exit question on this, and we'll move on. Were you upset by Harris laughing a bit too jovially while his football team was getting their asses kicked?
No. Okay. You don't know when the camera popped in there. Come on. I mean,
should he ever be that happy, giving up 40 to the Bears? Showing such listlessness that even Rivera's like, well, I didn't talk to him at halftime. They did all the speaking. Moron!
So we want an he should angry scowl. Owner.
Yes.
Who's going to go in there. What should he do? Should he go into the locker room and rip the players for the way they play?
No, you know, but
he had Magic Johnson do that on Twitter.
Okay. I suppose an owner should be a little bit less jovial when the team is embarrassing themselves.
But you don't know at that moment where the camera was.
But the point is, nothing can be fun at a game. No person, no celebrity, no VIP can you meet can be so fun that it distracts from, holy shit, we're getting our doors blown off by the 0-4 Bears.
It was bad, but what's he going to do? Is he going to go down to the field?
No, I didn't. You're using an absurdum argument. If he's not laughing, you should go down and throw shit in the locker room. No. I'm saying he should be quietly locked in where you can't get a happy photo of him. All the happy, glad-handing, back-slapping bullshit, that's for the pregame.
And do you think that made any difference whatsoever?
You're changing the argument. But he does not wear embarrassments as much as he should.
Okay, what should he do? Should he walk around Washington, D.C. with his clothes torn and put ashes on his head? Oh, my God, we lost to the Bears. Oy vey, I'm so upset.
You see, kids, Andy is continuing to resort to what should he do-isms that I'm not suggesting to try to make my point absurd. My point is not absurd. My point is spot on. My point is a real owner who wants to win and isn't going to wait around to win sits there fuming the whole game, and you can't get a shot of him backslapping anybody. Pre-game,
he owns other teams. He owns major businesses. This is a pimple on his backside right now that he's going to rub some Clearasil on at the end of the season when he dumps Ron Rivera, and he's going to move on. An upset owner makes no difference whatsoever to me.
Okay, with that, we move on. At least he's no Mario Cristobal.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
leading 20-17 over Georgia Tech, Miami's head coach, Mario Cristobal, decided with no timeouts left for Georgia Tech and under 2 minutes to go at the plus 32. So he's deep into their territory. He's going to run the football like some idiot tough guy instead of taking one knee, two knee, three knees, handshakes, state troopers, and that's a wrap, everybody. Let's go to the locker room. He runs the ball in a regular running play, and sure enough, it gets stripped. And now they're scrambling. They still have a great chance to win the game, or at least force overtime, but they play prevent. They only rushed four guys every time. And sure enough, Georgia Tech, bing, bang, boom, down the field, touchdown, win the game. Now we find out, not only did he lose a game like this at Oregon when he was head coach, similar circumstance, could have taken knees, instead ran it like a moron. He's not taken knees all year for Miami when they could. This is a coach who does not believe in taking knees to win a game to ensure victory. It's the darndest thing. You know, the miracle of the Meadowlands, as you remember, Andy, Joe Pisarcik, was the event that ushered in the notion of taking knees. You don't have to run real plays. You can make your play a, I'm down. That's that. Well, clock's going to run out. We win. Nobody took knees before Pisarcik. Almost nobody since refuses to take knees, but apparently Mario Cristobal does.
Yeah, and not to defend what happened to the Giants in 1983 when Herman Edwards took the ball back, but in those days, you could actually clobber the quarterback. He even though he would give himself up, you could hit him. So
thinking that we don't want him to get clobbered while taking a knee?
We don't want Pisarcik to get hurt, so we're going to give the ball to old Larry Zonka. Larry Zonka's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He played for the undefeated Dolphins. And what do you know? He got a fumble, so there you go.
Yeah, well, so what should be done with Mario Cristobal?
I don't know. If I'm on the team, I don't know how I can feel like I have any confidence in him as a coach because he's a moron. That was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Exactly. And the players were distraught. How come none of the assistant coaches had the stones to go, hey, coach, we can't do this. Take knees. Yeah. Has he explained? I've not seen the interviews. What was his explanation?
Well, he said in the post game, he gave some kind of convoluted stuff about we thought we saw this and that and the other, but he did say we should have taken a knee.
Well, at least he admitted that much.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. There is something about football coaches in which they believe in things that are completely detached from strategic reality.
Yep. Yeah, I agree. I have no explanation for this. None.
All right. Speaking of coaches, man, Belichick took it in a way that he has never taken it. 34-0 at home as Mac Jones was benched again. Not because they thought, hey, maybe Bailey Zappi can lead us to a comeback. It was, holy shit, the game's over after three quarters. Well, let's just go ahead and bring in the backup. This is becoming a very difficult situation. You say that he can't get fired there. I'm not so sure.
This is on the heels of what happened in Dallas. So he followed the worst loss of his career with the second worst loss of his career. And what are we talking about? 71-3 over the last 2 weeks. So what we're seeing now, and I tweeted this out, this is Muhammad Ali against Larry Holmes. Ali fought 3, 4, 5 fights more than he should have. And when he fought Larry Holmes, it was so bad that Larry Holmes started crying because he couldn't even defend himself. And I think what we've seen is a complete disintegration of the team. Now, it's not all Brady. It's more than that. It's this coach who became the all-powerful and could do things like, you know, using a defensive coordinator who flamed out as a head coach in Detroit to be his offensive coordinator last year.
Yeah,
it's time. This is and now, you know, last week we were talking, okay, if he leaves the Patriots, he's going to go someplace and win a Super Bowl. No, he's not hireable now. He's gone off the cliff. When you lose a game to a mediocre team, 38-0, the NFL is set up so it's almost impossible to get shut out. And for that team to play like they did today off what they did the previous week against Dallas, it's over. You can't. I wonder if there's a meeting on Tuesday and Kraft says, you got to resign. If you don't resign, I'm going to have to fire you.
Wow. Mac Jones, last two games, 4 picks, 2 of them pick sixes, fumble 6, return for a touchdown. Had only 150 yards against the Cowboys, had only 110 yards against the Saints, no touchdowns, benched twice. He can't go back out there again.
Well, he's the starter. Belichick said it.
Oh, he can't. If this is where, if you're the owner, you go, I don't know what you see in this guy. Nobody else sees it. going to cause you to get fired.
Well, and at that point, Belichick's got to say, okay, fire me. I mean, somebody's got to stand up to the other. But this can't go on. This can happen. Don Shula wasn't very good at the end either.
Oh, he's terrible.
But Shula had at least Marino. Right. He doesn't have anybody. He doesn't have a quarterback.
Question, does this now end the debate about how much of it was it Brady and how much of it was it Belichick?
I think Brady did benefit from Belichick, but if you're asking who gets the bigger share of the credit for the six Super Bowls, I would say Brady.
Is it 70-30 Brady?
Maybe 60-40.
60-40. Okay. Yeah. Is Tom Brady somewhere quietly laughing his ass off?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think Kraft knew this. Because when Brady left the Patriots, he said, I hope he retires. And he goes, oh, no, Bobby, watch this. Wow. Here's my seventh Lombardi. Yeah. And I think Kraft had an inkling of that. And he knew he couldn't fire Belichick at that point, obviously. So he knew Brady had something left. And this was going to be a big embarrassment. And I think he wanted to give him the contract extension. But Belichick had final say. Remember, Brady wanted an extension that would keep him in New England until he was 45. He was bound and determined to play till he was 45, and they wouldn't do that. Yeah. So that's why he got out.
I am shocked. I had considered over the years Belichick to be the modern Lombardi, and maybe that still holds true and that he's just in a rough patch right now. But my faith in Belichick's methods, severely shaken. We'll see what the next couple weeks brings. You know, we're driven by the search for better. When it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't help you just hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. This according to a recent Indeed survey. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the show by saying you heard about it right here on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today. Next topic, the NFL and Taylor Swift. Swift was not in attendance with her new boyfriend. Travis Kelce, who left the game with an ankle injury, returned to the game, scored a touchdown in the Vikings, in the Chiefs' win over the Vikings. But what was stunning to me was what was revealed last week, that the NFL urged their broadcast partners to air complimentary ads and promos for Taylor Swift's concert movie being released in theaters this Friday, but didn't require. Just said, hey, if you could throw her a bone, go ahead. I've never heard of anything like this. This is valuable inventory. They don't just give away. And people are now speculating it's because the NFL desperately wants Taylor Swift to say yes to play the Super Bowl someday.
Well, also, it's outstanding for ratings. Both the networks that ran her games benefited incredibly well.
It wasn't that much of a bump, Andy. The NFL is still the NFL. And all these Swifties you may be bringing in the tent for one hot minute, they're not sticking around. You're not converting them into lifelong football fans.
Oh, I agree. But one game, you had a dog game between the Bears and the Chiefs. So was it 38-10?
Yeah.
They had 27 million people watching it.
I know. But that was a one-time shot.
Okay, but one-time
shot.
In millions.
Okay. Yeah. Is the NFL not simping now, as they say, for Taylor Swift? Is this not embarrassing? Hey, NFL, have some pride. You're the biggest cultural institution in America. You've been around longer than Taylor Swift's been alive. You'll be around for 30 more years after Taylor Swift is done and gone on the top of the pop culture heap. Have some pride, for God's sakes.
Do you think that the NFL feels like they can get embarrassed? We just went through the Dan Snyder era.
Not.
We got illegitimate kids from Jerry Jones popping out of every corner of the United States. We got one thing after another, and Roger Goodell's job is to just take the body blows, collect his $60 million, and move on. So if this doesn't work out, there'll be something else. The league moves on. It just rolls and rolls and rolls. So this is just one little thing that's along the way.
Shouldn't the broadcast partners have said, no, those promos cost money. She's got money. Does she want them? She can pay for them.
Well,
fuck you and fuck her.
But,
they're the ones, NBC is ones paying millions, billions in TV rights fees, and now the league is like, hey, while you're paying us all this money, flip her a bone, will you? Fuck off.
Okay, but also, I've read that basically the NFL is propping up broadcast TV right now. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to be in a position where they piss them off.
Where is the NFL going to go?
Well, what they do is they always have kind of a stalking network right now.
And now they're using streaming like Amazon to stalk. And they'll use Apple to stalk. But every business that has gone from whatever to streaming or whatever to online has traded digital dollars, or excuse me, they've traded hard dollars for digital pennies. This happened with newspapers, Andy. The most profitable part of a newspaper, as you probably know, I'm sure you know, used to be the classifieds. Because the internet didn't exist. So if you needed a couch or tickets to the Bullets game, you went to the fucking classifieds. And people paid money.
But once the internet came along, there was no need for it because it was so much easier to search for what you wanted.
I know.
And so, yeah.
That was a huge revenue stream taken out. If I'm the NFL, I wouldn't think about pissing off my over-the-air broadcast partners, because that is still where all the money is. Amazon has lots of money, but they didn't pay as much as NBC for the Sunday night package. They paid a lot less for that Thursday slate, which has some shit games like Bears Commanders.
I understand, but do you understand that ESPN pays like three times more that NBC pays?
And do you understand that that's the last time ESPN's ever going to pay for that, because their whole business model is collapsing right now and they're firing people left and right?
Yeah, I know, but they still need the NFL. Okay. If they don't have the NFL, they're nowhere. They're nothing.
Al Michaels has never eaten a vegetable in 78 years on the planet. This interview.
Did you just learn this?
I didn't just learn. I kind of heard of it before. But it got sent to me over and over because Al Michaels was recently on a podcast and he said, I've never knowingly eaten a vegetable, and explained how that is to the incredulity of his interviewer. Like, wow, how is that even a thing? And he was just like, when I was a kid, my mom let me do whatever I wanted. And I said, no vegetables. And that's that.
Well, Drew McGarry did a feature on him. It's been maybe 2 or 3 years. But he went out to dinner with them, and they went to a high-end steakhouse, and Al specified when he ordered his steak, you know, no parsley on the plate, because he said one time somebody brought him a $75 steak with a piece of parsley on it, sent it back, can't have that. So, yeah, he goes to great extents not to eat vegetables. And I got to say, at 78, looks pretty good.
Yeah. Is that not proof that you do not need vegetables to survive and be healthy?
I got to know Artie Donovan a little bit and did several interviews with him, a very wonderful guy. And he said the only vegetable that ever passed his lips was a French fry.
And that's not a, it's not a vegetable. Potatoes are not vegetables. They're starches.
Lived to be 89. Yeah, lived on beer and on the hot dogs. So you never know.
Drew McGarry. Drew. Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to him?
He's still writing. He's not with Deadspin anymore, but he writes for very Esquire and a lot of different publications. Mm. He's doing fine. Yeah.
I like the pre-woke Drew, who used to come on our show and have fun. Then the whole world changed, and he decided he had to get woke quick, otherwise he'd be canceled for some of the funny-ass shit he used to write for Deadspin before Deadspin itself went completely off the deep end. That's too bad. Yeah. Anyway, send him my best next time you see him. Do you see him at all? Do you talk to him at all?
He called me a year ago for something, but no, I don't really see him.
He called you for something? For a favor?
Something. It was something that shall remain between
okay,
us.
Okay, fair enough. Here's a pro tip, kids. People that are important in your life or contacts or whatever, make sure to call them periodically for no reason whatsoever.
Well, that way, I'm not going to reveal it. But
no.
A reason.
Andy, I'm giving a tip here. If you call people in your influence circle who could possibly someday help you and just say, hey, just calling to check in, then if you do need something for them, it won't be the first time you called them in years.
Right.
And they have a lot better feeling about it. And that's one to grow on, your pro tip of the day. All right, you want to rip through these games real quick from the scoreboard in the NFL, and then has the Oriole game gone final? The Rangers were beating the living shit out of them 10-5 last time I saw it.
It totally changed my day plans. You know, my plan was I was going to go red zone till 4 o'clock, and then I was going to eschew the late games to watch the Orioles,
hun.
But that devolved quickly, and it was 9-2. I was out and off to the red zone.
Okay. So Jaguars beat the Bills in London on an artificial turf field that was installed instead of the natural grass that the soccer team plays on, and the Bills lost linebacker Matt Milano for an unspecified amount of time due to a leg injury. Oh, the fucking union's going to go crazy about this.
Yeah, well, I think they should have grass fields. I think they're right in that.
They went to a place that has a grass field and then put in AstroTurf. And by the look of it, when I tuned in, I was like, oh, that's the old AstroTurf. That's the really shitty stuff. So I was surprised by that. Jaguars, though, big win, 25-20, your final score from Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. The Steelers stunned the Ravens 17-10. The Ravens were outplaying them pretty much all afternoon. They dropped at least two stone-cold touchdown passes from Lamar Jackson. And then Kenny Pickett throws basically one good pass to Pickens for a touchdown late, and that was the difference.
Yeah, when those teams play, they never score. Nobody scores, so somebody always wins.
It's a three-point game either way.
Yeah, it's pretty much. Now, the Ravens are still in pretty good shape. They were going for their first road sweep at the division, like, in years.
Oh, wow.
And they didn't quite do it. So, but they'll be okay. They'll be a playoff team as long as Lamar stays healthy.
The Lions roll through the Panthers 42-24. Bryce Young, the rookie for Carolina, did have three TDs, but looked overmatched at times and threw a bunch of picks. I think the Lions are legit now at 4-1.
Yes, they are. And this is going to be one of those cases where you could have a Super Bowl team, and I'm not saying they will be in the Super Bowl, but they got a good, not great quarterback who's been to a Super Bowl. Let's remember that too. But
right.
But he's good enough. And I let me say how loud wrong I was about Dan Campbell. Not just wrong,
loud
but
wrong.
Loud
clown wrong. Clown off, suit off wrong. You were. Yeah. Way to own it there. Yeah. You're going to bite kneecaps off. Well, how's he doing now?
I called him a lunkhead, and I said he would be one and done. And I was dead wrong.
Okay. I don't think I was that harsh. I think I said, I'm going to hold my fire on this, but usually these coaches don't work out. The easiest part of the job is to sound tough, but he's actually getting it done. I'm happy for him. He's a fun guy to watch. They're a good team. The Falcons beat the Texans 21-19 on Younghoe Koo's field goal with zeros on the clock. I didn't know Younghoe Koo was the most accurate kicker in the league since 2019. So shout out to him. But CJ Stroud, another game without a pick, 5 games out of the gate as a rookie, no picks. Pretty impressive.
He's gonna. He looks like a keeper. You know.
Yeah.
He best quarterback ever out of Ohio State. Is it possible?
I will see. They've had a real, you know, a real what do we call it? A blind spot as far as producing quarterbacks. Yeah. They've had quarterbacks. Some would claim Joe Burrow is an Ohio State quarterback. Even though he transferred before he actually became the starter there. The Dolphins beat the Giants 31-16. They have the fastest team ever assembled in NFL history because now in addition to Tyreek Hill, who terrorizes defenses, this guy, Devontae Achane, who reached 22 miles an hour on an up-the-middle run where he cut left, seemingly was going to be pushed out of bounds by the corner, and he ran right around the cornerback 73 yards for a touchdown. Wow.
I saw that live, and you know, he wears number 28, which is the number that Darryl Green saw. I haven't seen that since Green. I mean, there are a lot of fast players in the league, and maybe he's not even the fastest, but he's got another gear that is just unbelievable. And look, this is not a new concept in the league. This is how Jimmy Johnson won with the Cowboys. Speed. They are fast across the board. I mean, this guy McDaniel, he knows what he's doing. They're really fun to watch. Now they got clobbered last week, but they're going to be a good team to watch all year.
Giants 1-4. Daniel Jones hurt. What becomes of their season?
You know, somebody had a number and he laid it all out of all the Belichick assistants, and the pattern is the same. They're good the first year, and there's major, major decline the second year. And Brian Daboll may be in that same category there. We'll see, but they look bad.
Colts beat the Titans 23-16, as not only did Jonathan Taylor come back from his 4 weeks on the PUP, but they gave him a new deal. What happens then? Zach Moss goes crazy. 23 carries, 165, 2 touchdowns. Somebody accurately summed it up as, so let me get this straight. You got into a pissing match with your star running back, put him on the PUP for spite, then watch Zach Moss go crazy in the first couple of games, and at the last minute, for no reason whatsoever, decide to give Taylor a new huge contract. What are you doing? What are the Colts doing? They won the game. Good for them. They're 3-2. Titans are 2-3, but I don't get it.
They won with Gardner Minshew, by the way. Richardson got hurt.
That's right. The other big headline of that game, Richardson got crushed on his right throwing shoulder, and they don't know how severe it is yet.
But this is Jim Irsay. This is the guy who hired Jeff Saturday in the middle of the season away from television. You know, there's no
right.
The drugs have finally gotten to him. You know, it doesn't make any sense.
Guy never had to work a day in his life. Was literally handed a billion-dollar football team. Literally handed a gold brick factory, because that's what NFL franchises are. They're like factories that pipe out gold bricks day after day after day. Rich, 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 rich. You cannot fuck it up. Bengals beat the Cardinals 34-20, and Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase are back, baby. Not one, but two big bomb throw touchdowns. Burrow, 317 yards, 3 touchdowns. Chase, a monster day, 15 for 192 and 3 touchdowns. So God bless the modern miracle of medicine and rehab science, because I thought Burrow was going to suck all year.
I did too, but it's a long season, and, you know, things change.
All right. Eagles beat the Rams 23-14. Cooper Kupp is back. So you got the Cup of Nacua. Puka Nacua and Kupp will someday form a formidable wide receiver tandem. They had good numbers today, but not enough to beat the Eagles, who roll to 5-0, 23-14.
Yeah, and they were pushing all over the place. Eagles they know what they're doing.
They're better at it than everybody else. They're going to outlaw the play, though.
If they stay healthy, they're going to be in the Super Bowl again, I think.
I think they don't even have to stay that healthy. They're deep. They got multiple options. Other than Hurts getting seriously injured, I don't know what's going to stop it at this point. Other than the team we're watching right now, the Niners against the Cowboys, and we're about to wrap it up and get to that game. Chiefs beat the Vikings 27-20. Told you about that. Kelce left, came back into the game. No word on how severe the ankle injury is. It can't be that bad because he came back in. The Jets beat the Broncos in the Nathaniel Hackett honor game. He gets his revenge. It was such a bad game. Andrew Catalan and the broadcast team was openly mocking how shitty the game was between Denver and the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, is it possible? Could this happen 2 years in a row? I guess there's too much money this time. But 2 years in a row, the head coach gets fired in his first year before the season ends?
It's a very legitimate possibility for a Broncos defense that has been torched all year to let Zach Wilson score 23 in the second half and for the Jets to score 31. That's bad. Really bad.
I mean, Sean Payton's a disaster, and so is Russell Wilson. That's a dumpster fire.
And, yeah, and they're going to be paying for both of that for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Andy, we, as always, are here for a good time on Sunday nights into Monday. Not a long time. 35 minutes of your precious, valuable time. Do we have an update in the Niner game? I don't have it on TV right now.
7-0 Niners. And do you have time for a quick Ditka story? I mean, a quick Butka story?
No, I don't, actually. Music is playing. We're getting out of here. Unlike the Kevin Sheehan podcast that lasts as long as an hour and 49 minutes at times, we get in and get out in 40 minutes or less. That's my promise to you. Okay, next week. All right, next time we convene, Butka story from Andy. Thank you, buddy.
All right, take care.
See ya. And that's a wrap. Thank you so much for being a loyal Zabecast downloader. And if you subscribe, thank you for that. If you want to join us on Fridays, we love to have you. Help support the podcast. Not mandatory, but always appreciated. $5 a month. I know. It's expensive. $5 a month. Goes right into my pocket. Actually, not right into my pocket. There's expenses to pay. Got to kick some back to the company that helps collect the money. You know, look, I ain't getting rich off this, but it helps keep me going. And I appreciate every one of you who subscribe. Go to zabe.com/premium and be part of the Friday edition of the Zabecast. Okay, that's it for me today. Thanks for listening. Have a great Monday, and we will see you next time. Just because the NFL season is now firmly in the rearview mirror does not mean the betting season is over. There is still plenty of opportunities to put a little something-something on the games. No matter what tickles your fancy, there is still plenty of action to whet your appetite. But just remember, where you bet is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell my friends to go to mybookie.ag. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does that matter? Oh, I don't know, in a million ways. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. At mybookie.ag, use promo code ZABE and have your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. Bet, win, and most importantly, get paid with MyBookie today.